Hello, this is John Wilkes, Chief Executive of the Institute of Health and Social Care Management, and this is my editorial podcast for Thursday, March the 28th. Flow. I'm an admirer of the adventurer and broadcaster Bruce Parry, and have recently enjoyed on television the rerun of his excellent Amazon documentary, where he travels from the source of the great river in Peru to its mouth on the northeast coast of Brazil. At very nearly 4,000 miles, the Amazon is an extraordinary and mesmerising river system and undertakes all kinds of evolutions during its journey before delivering 209,000 cubic metres of fresh water per second into the Atlantic. What Bruce Parry highlights so wonderfully are the challenges that the river must face as it completes its evolutionary changes. Aside from the geological obstacles, the river must deal with pollution, deforestation, drug and people trafficking, building development and animal habitat change. Yet it still survives whilst bearing testament to its battles. You can hopefully see where this is taking me and you. The NHS and social care are understandably fond of river and stream analogies, particularly in respect of upstream interventions across public health and disease prevention to lessen demand further downstream. Nobody's going to disagree with the wisdom of such pronouncements, but we've been presenting and pronouncing for decades without any truly meaningful system-wide commitment to change. I reached the conclusion that actually we can't deliver fundamental change, whether up or downstream, and certainly not if we're only relying on the NHS or social care to do it. Better perhaps to look at the river that we have and figure out how to protect and nurture it. If you're still with me, then consider how we might do that protection and nurturing. Within the IHSCM, we're lucky to have a huge range of member roles, from domiciliary care professionals to cardiology consultants and all sorts in between. Clinical and non-clinical members work side by side, and it's at the interfaces that I believe the magic can happen. You might know it as quality improvement, QI. Whatever you call it, in my view, we should be investing everything that we have in evolving QI programmes and enabling participation right across our systems, concentrating on the interface connections and encouraging our people to contribute ideas, opinions and positivity. Bruce Parry marvels at the people he meets on his journey down the Amazon, particularly those who have little by way of material goods or wealth, but fight tooth and nail to protect and enhance what they have, and display a fierce determination to provide a future for their children and grandchildren. He bemoans the questionable officials and rapacious corporations who only consider their own here and now and glory in displays of their selfishness. Our NHS and social care river needs you to be the indigenous tribespeople and protectors of our great river system. Don't be content with mediocrity or it'll do mindset. And certainly reject political interference designed purely to leverage a public vote. We need to be the best that we can be. And that, to me, translates as a united mindset of determination to improve and enhance. The lovely part of this is that even the smallest gesture or adjustment counts. Nothing is too small to be undeserving of your attention. We just have to be united in seeking better and courageous in implementing it. Our new quality improvement SIG will launch shortly. Stay safe, stay strong, and thank you for the brilliant work that you're all doing. Wishing you all a happy Easter. Bye bye.